back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband. I'm still trying to reconcile with my wife because I love her and because I'm a follower of Christ, which, anyway, the it's interesting to me that I did notice when I was updating my server that somebody watched a video from 2017. The IP address was from Singapore. I was curious because, and so it could have been a VPN or it could have been somebody in Singapore. I don't know. But because it was indeed an actual watching, because it took however long, for it to, download. But it was the, March 16th, the Reconcile with Jim Cross. And, that option is still on the table as far as I'm concerned. And it's also, very much a desire. And, I hope it's a shared desire, but obviously, evidence for that is, slim. But the video today on, Enslaver went online, and that I for whatever reason, that one was a really big deal to me. And the irony is, occasionally BitChute takes as much as 24 hours to process, and so it's been about 12 hours and it's still not online, which I find fascinating. Why is that? But it's online on other places, so I'm hopeful about that, because I guess the reason is, when I did that video, I felt like that pro-life guy from the 1980s. And you know, it is a big deal. The other thing that, I watched a video from, when was it? I think it's the, November 29. Oh, yes. It's November 29. While I'm hurting for George, I love you. It was addressed to my wife. And I listened to it. And I would suggest the content of that is something that would be desired by a woman who's a follower of Christ to see in her husband. Obviously, I have no evidence. I mean, there's simply no evidence of my family being involved. They're involved in a pseudo-Christian institution, but being followers of Christ doesn't seem to be there. As I've matured as a follower of Christ, they seem to go farther away. And I have been making notes. Just so you're aware, I have been making notes. It's fascinating to me. I don't know if I mentioned it already, but I have this interaction. Right now I'm having interaction. Well, a few days ago, I had an interaction with a black racist. Went over like 2 or 3 days. And a couple years ago, I was interfacing with a white racist. And both cases, it was irrational. They would abuse the scripture. And one of the things that I think happened is that what I'm describing as a quasi-Muslim guy that I'm dealing with also saw that. And he said, you know, that I think you're nicer than I am. because I try to interact with these people, pointing them the truth, calling them out the error of the ways, but still reaching out to them with grace. And that is what I try to do with your dad. That is what I'm trying to do with Render Keynes and Chris Bitterman. Chris Bitterman is such an easy target. It's fascinating to me when I look at the scripture. You're not called to be called a Christian. You're called to be a follower of Christ or the way. It is others who call followers of Christ Christians. And I found that fascinating, and I'm trying to figure that one out. I'm studying that because, you know, it's the Christian label is something easy to get. Being a follower of Christ is not. Anyway, I love you, my lady. I want to talk to you. And by the way, I want to talk to you and I want to hear from you. If you don't talk to me, your complaint to me in that one brief comment you made to me a few months ago is that I don't listen. I don't listen because you don't communicate. If you want some evidence I communicate with you, look at the website. It's overwhelming. Dorothy Jane, I love you. I really love you. And one other thing. I'm sorry. I struggle when I think about you. But this morning, to my joy, as just before I was getting up, I was had kind of a just kind of a dream came to mind. And suddenly I heard you say something, kind words to me. Boy, did that bring life to my day. It was only a dream. But even that thought of you offering encouraging words brought so much life to my day. I remember when we were at Straw Hill Church. It was so easy to get up in the morning, and I was getting up, you know, before 5. Because I had reason to. Because of the lady in bed next to me. I love you. I love you intensely.